Welcome back to In Focus on News Radio KMAN. We're chatting today with members of the Manhattan Fire Department, Assistant Chief Risk Reduction and Code Services Ryan Courtright, Deputy Building Official Darren Emery, and Deputy Fire Marshal Jake Powell are our guests. And a lot going on in the month of October for the fire department, including there's an open house Sunday, October 13th.
Absolutely. We would love to have everyone out. Bring your families. Come visit us. We're going to be doing our open house Sunday, October 13th from 11 to 3, and it's at 2000 Denison, so right at the corner of Kimball and Denison at our headquarters fire station. We'll have a lot of great activities for the kids and great learning opportunities and interesting topics for adults to come visit. We'll have a side-by-side live sprinkler demonstration, show what can happen with no fire sprinkler and what can happen in a house with just a simple fire sprinkler system installed. Have demonstrations on some of our operations and activities that we do on a normal day-to-day as a response organization, and then some activities and topics to talk about as far as community risk reduction. So bring everybody out. We'll have a fire pit, talk about how to get out of your house, practice an escape plan.
And that's kind of the tail end of Fire Prevention Week there as well. So
absolutely. This is a wrap-up. This whole week, we'd encourage people to take time throughout their days, recognize hazards in their home, and plan an escape and practice an escape plan.
All right, and that's Sunday, October 13th. What time does that start?
Starts at 11. There'll be plenty of parking across the road at the KSU Foundation parking lot, and we'll be on the north side of the headquarters fire station on our training pad.
Right. Is this something you guys do once a year at the fire department?
Yeah, we do annual open house. It's always at the final week or final weekend of open house week, kind of a wrap-up, capstone of all the topics that we like to encourage people to think about.
All right, very good. Well, looking forward to that. That's a great opportunity for the whole community to come out, learn more about fire prevention and the fire department here in Manhattan. And that's a great facility you have there at Denison. You guys host a lot of different events there throughout the year.
Yeah, we do. We hold several classes throughout the year, continuing ed classes for contractors or some meetings with stakeholders, things like that. The facility is also used and leased out by other groups as well. So it's always busy. There's a lot of things that go on in the evenings, during the week, and on the weekend. So,
do you guys do, I'm just thinking off the top of my head here, do you guys do car seat checks there as well?
We do. We've got several staff that are certified to install car seats. We do that along with Riley County EMS and Riley County PD as well. We set up in the atrium at the headquarters fire station. I believe it's on Wednesdays. Don't quote me on that, but it is. We do that every week. Folks can come in and make sure that their car seat is installed correctly, and that gives them a good feeling when they leave, and they're ready for their kiddos when they get them. So,
yeah, nothing more important than getting your kids to and from somewhere safely. And you know, safety is a big topic here. Heading into the cooler months here, where people are going to start spending more time indoors. What are some things people can do around their house to maybe prevent fires from happening?
Yes, need to have your HVAC equipment and any chimney, if you have a wood-burning fireplace, have that chimney inspected and cleaned at least annually by a qualified professional. Maintain a 3-foot clearance around any heating appliance so that no combustibles are too close, and make sure kids have some kind of barricade to keep them from making contact with any hot fireplace or heating element. Space heaters, make sure you purchase space heaters that are listed and tested by a qualified testing lab. Keep any combustibles away and make sure you only plug that space heater into a permanently installed receptacle in the wall.
You know, there's a lot of dangers, I'm sure, with some of the older homes, too. You know, maybe they don't heat as well. And if you have a wood-burning stove, I know that's always a danger.
Just make sure that you're having that wood stove inspected and chimney cleaned. It should provide years of service as long as you're properly maintaining that equipment.
All right. Good to know here, because, I don't know how many fires you guys fight annually here, but I imagine the numbers go up during the winter months.
Yeah, cooking and home heating kind of peak in the winter. Thanksgiving is actually the leading day for fires involving cooking. As you can imagine, there's a lot of people that are cooking a big family meal. So a couple points to remember: make sure you don't leave any food unattended on the stove. And if you're baking or roasting, don't leave the home. Make sure you set a timer to remind you that food is in fact cooking, and keep anything off the stovetop other than food in a pan or pot so you don't accidentally ignite anything.
All right. Well, and, you know, it's going to cool off here really soon. Is there anything as far as maybe winterizing your home that you can do that can be inspected as well? I don't know.
There's certainly numerous opportunities to winterize your home. That's not something that we inspect in the risk reduction department. Okay. Winterization efficiency, certainly going to reduce the amount of load on your heating and cooling system, your heating system through the winter months. So it'd be wise money spent to try to winterize your home as you can.
I would point out, too, that we do have several buildings in town that have fire sprinkler systems. The Greek community, especially, and just one reminder that they do leave for break for Christmas. Please do not shut the heat off to the building when you leave. Result in damage to the sprinkler system and it not being there when we need it. So certainly we want to encourage people to do what they need to in the winter to winterize their homes, as Darren said, but just keep that in mind that pipes do freeze when we shut off the heat. So,
mm-hmm. Well, I was surprised. I guess it was almost a little more than a week ago there was a house fire. It was just a brief one in central Manhattan, and it was a vacant rental property. But I think that was caused from someone leaving a stove on or something like that. How common is that?
Our cooking fires are definitely the most common cause of residential fires here in Manhattan. Just that's about the only time anybody has any heat source and combustibles in close proximity. So people can take the time to make sure that stoves aren't used for storage of any type of groceries or kitchen towels. The only thing that should go on the stovetop or in the oven is food in a pan or in a pot. So keep the combustibles away from the heat source, and we can eliminate the vast majority of all fires.
All right. Well, good to note that. Anything else we should know here before we let you guys go for the day?
I think that pretty much wraps it up. We are kind of getting close to turkey frying season as well, so if we don't get back on before November comes, just a reminder, the best place to fry a turkey is outside, away from the house. So.
All right, yeah, it won't be too long before Thanksgiving rolls around.
Yep.
All right, guys, thank you so much, and have a great week.
Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you.
And our guests, Ryan Courtwright, Darren Emery, and Jake Powell here on In Focus. We'll continue more coming up next on News Radio KMAN.